is very important and very interesting. What is Sanatan Dharma? Is not very much misunderstood, so let us try to understand. Therefore, Sanatan Dharma does not refer to any sectarian process of religion. It is the eternal function of the eternal living entities in relationship with the eternal Supreme Lord. Sanatan Dharma refers, as stated previously, to the eternal occupation of the living entity. Sripad Ramanujacharya has explained the word Sanatan as that which has neither beginning nor end. So when we speak of Sanatan Dharma, we must take it for granted on the authority of Sripad Ramanujacharya, that is, it has neither beginning nor end. The English word, I will read the whole thing and then try to explain. At least you will get the whole crux of it. The English word religion is a little different from Sanatan Dharma. Religion conveys the idea of faith, and faith may change. One may have faith in a particular process and he may change this faith and adopt another. But Sanatan Dharma refers to that activity which cannot be changed. For instance, liquidity cannot be taken from water, nor can heat be taken from fire. Similarly, the eternal function of the eternal living entity cannot be taken from the living entity. Sanatan Dharma is eternally integral with the living entity. When we speak of Sanatan Dharma, therefore, we must take it for granted on the authority of Sripad Ramanujacharya that it has neither beginning nor end. That which has neither end nor beginning must not be sectarian, for it cannot be limited by any boundaries. Those belonging to some sectarian faith will wrongly consider that Sanatan Dharma is also sectarian. But if we go deeply into the matter and consider it in light of modern science, it is possible for us to see that Sanatan Dharma is the business of all the people of the world, nay, of all the living entities of the universe. So let us understand what we have discussed up till now. First point Srila Prabhupada has explained here is Sanatan means which has no beginning and which has no end. And it's very difficult to conceive of this, because many times people think Sanatana Dharma is Hindu Dharma. And they say a few thousand years back, before that we were all, what is that, tribal people, and then some Hindu apes or whatever the nonsense they speak. But when we're talking about Sanatana Dharma, it is actually referring to the eternal function of the soul. Now, before we understand Sanatan Dharma, let us try to understand what is the meaning of Dharma and what is the meaning of Sanatan. So, meaning of Sanatan is clear. No beginning and no end. That's a very nice word to meditate upon. No beginning and no end. You have beginning and do you ever going to end? Beautiful meditation. Everything we are desiring in this world, useless. Anything. Oh, this person is very famous. Useless. Is very wealthy. Useless. He has a beautiful wife. Useless. Everything is useless, because nothing less than eternal can satisfy the eternal soul. I'll repeat this point. Nothing less than eternal benefit can satisfy the eternal soul. Does it make sense? This is a very deep point. Because not understanding, we'll search for something which is non-eternal and that will go away from our hand and then we become miserable. Oh, it's also gone. It's also gone. Does it make sense? Now, what is the meaning of dharma? Please try to understand. Dharma means constitutional. A quality of something which cannot be taken away from that object. The very quality of an object which defines that object, which cannot be taken away from the object. When Prabhupada gave the example that you cannot take away liquidity from water. Now, liquidity is also in petrol, but petrol cannot quench our thirst. The ability to quench our thirst and liquidity is the very quality of water. Does it make sense? Just like light and heat are integral qualities of fire. What did I say? Light and heat are integral qualities of fire. You cannot take them away from fire. Does it make sense? Similarly, Sanatan Dharma is not referring to this body, because body is not Sanatan or eternal. Not only gross, it is not eternal. It is always changing. Is not my, that my body is already changing, always changing? Just switch it off. This is so. My body is always changing. So Sanatan Dharma is not referring to my body. Is it understandable, Sunil Prabhu? Sanatan Dharma is not referring. Can it refer to your body? No, the body is constantly changing. So it is not talking about the quality of the body. It is talking about the quality of soul. Dharma means integral quality and Sanatan means eternal. So the eternal quality, constitutional quality of the soul, which cannot be changed. Dharma means the quality of any object which cannot be changed. Just like you cannot take sweetness away from sugar. So dharma of sugar is sweetness. Is it now understandable? So now Sanatan Dharma means that quality of the soul which cannot be taken away from the soul. We will now, you know what is the quality, but we will just first of all define what is Sanatan Dharma, and then we will see what is that quality. Does it make sense? And Sanatan definitely means it cannot be bound by time and space. Space means in India mostly people are Hindus. In I think 3,000, 4,000 years back there was no Muslim religion. Does it make sense? I think same 4,000, 5,000 back, whatever time is, Christianity was there. 4,000? Not even 4,000. 3,000 years back, Christianity was there. Before that, Christianity was not there. So they cannot be Sanatan Dharma because they are limited to time and space. Does it make sense? And here also Prabhupada says, sometimes people understand that religion is Dharma. Religion is not Dharma. The religion which is understood nowadays is actually is a kind of faith. It's like one devotee in our discussion was telling me that he was worshipping Durga ji, then he was worshipping Shiv ji, now he's worshipping Krishna. Otherwise, many times people are Hindus and they become Muslims. Then Muslims may become Christians. So they are changing their faith. They are changing the faith. So most of the religions are a type of faith. They believe in certain set of rules and like that. But that is not Sanatan Dharma. That is not the constitutional or integral property of soul. Are you able to understand this point? These are the points which Prabhupada has discussed up till now, this point. So it is not talking, the Sanatan Dharma is not only talking about the living entities of this earth, but it is talking about all the living entities of all the universes. If there is a living entity, it has an eternal quality. And what is that quality we're going to discuss? Okay, we're discussing that point. Non-Sanatan religious faith may have some beginning in the annals of human history. But there is no beginning of the history of Sanatan Dharma because it remains eternally with the living entities. Insofar as the living entities are concerned, the authoritative Shastras state that the living entity has neither birth nor death. This is also one quality of the soul. It is eternal. In the Gita, it is stated that the living entity is never born and he never dies. He is eternal and indestructible, and he continues to live after the destruction of his temporary material body. In reference to the concept of Sanatan Dharma, we must try to understand the concept of religion from the... Okay, now let me give me one moment and I'm going to... Yeah. So you can join Zoom, then you can see the file. So we must try to understand the concept of religion from the... Are you able to see it in the screen? From the Sanskrit root meaning of the word. Dharma refers to that which is constantly existing with a particular object. We conclude that there is heat and light along with fire. Without heat and light, there is no meaning to the word fire. I have discussed this point. Similarly, we must discover the essential part of the living being, that part which is his constant companion. That constant companion is his eternal quality, and that eternal quality is his eternal religion. So what did you understand? That quality of something which cannot be taken away from that object is called its dharma. We are not talking about soul. Just like sweetness is the eternal integral quality of sugar, heat and light are integral quality of fire, Liquidity and the ability to quench thirst is the integral quality of water. Similarly, living entity has also a quality which is always there with the living entity. And that is called, it is Sanatan Dharma. Neither it is Hinduism, neither it is Muslim or Christianity. These are, the Atma is not neither Hindu, neither Muslim, neither Christian, Chinese, Indian, nothing. Let's keep it in a muted mode. Take care. Okay. When Sanatan Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the Swarupa of every living being, the Lord replied that the Swarupa or constitutional position of the living being is the rendering of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we analyze the statement of Lord Chaitanya's, we can easily see that every living being is constantly engaged in rendering service to another living being. Now I'll just read it and you will be it's very easy to understand. A living being serves other living beings in various capacities. By doing so, the living entity enjoys life. The lower animals serve human beings as servants serve their master. A serves B master, B serves C master, and C serves D master, and so on. Under these circumstances, we can see that one friend serves another friend, the mother serves the son, the wife serves the husband serves the wife, and so on. If we go on searching in the spirit, it will be seen that there is no exception in the society of living beings to the activity of service. The politician presents this manifesto for the public to convince them of his capacity for service. The voters therefore give the politician their valuable votes, thinking that he will render valuable service to society. The shopkeeper serves the customer and the artisan serves the capitalist. Are you able to follow the English? Yes, sir. The capitalist serves the family and the family serves the state in the terms of the eternal capacity of the eternal living being. In this way, we can see that no living being is exempt from rendering service to other living beings, and therefore we can safely conclude that service is the constant companion of the living being and the rendering of service is the eternal religion of the living being. We have highlighted this point. Is it clear now? What is the dharma of the living entity? Service. Why? Because by rendering service, he gets some taste. And the living entity being Anandamay originally wants some taste, wants some happiness. Natural for living entity to desire happiness. But the only way the living entity can get happiness is by rendering of service. Now, very simple point. In this life, we have different masters. And we render him service or render them service, but they cannot reciprocate fully with the service which we have rendered. Are you able to understand? Either emotionally or materially in any way. Does it make sense? So basically our eternal function is, or Sanatana Dharma is, to serve Krishna. And Krishna is the only master who can reward us in a way where we will become fully satisfied. Is this philosophy getting cleared? And the Sanatana Dharma of the living entity is to serve Krishna selflessly. Is it understood? And even when the living entity is in Maya, he is serving his senses, but those senses are also belonging to Krishna. So indirectly he is serving Krishna. So he cannot stop serving Krishna. It's a very great implication when we are doing bhakti. We will not be able to control our senses immediately. But even if we cannot control our senses, we should again come back to serving Krishna. Because that is our eternal situation. We cannot stop serving Krishna. But the only thing is, when we serve Krishna directly, we become benefited. And when we serve Krishna's Maya, then we become neglected. But we cannot stop serving Krishna. I don't know whether you can understand this. Yet man professes to belong to a particular type of faith with reference to a particular time and circumstance, and thus claim to be a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, or an adherent to any other sect. You understand this point? We are born in a particular family and then we begin to identify with the faith with which that family or the sect is identifying with. But that is not Sanatana Dharma. But There also we are serving, whether it's a Buddhist, whether it's a Muslim, whether it's anybody, they cannot say that at any point of time they are not serving. And if they are not serving anyone, they are serving their senses. That's what we call a selfish person, isn't it not? So that is the whole idea that we cannot stop serving. Such designations are a non-Sanatan Dharma. What is the meaning of the designation? It is called Upadhi or a covering or a notation. You are Sunil and my name is Shobhit and your name is? No, your name is Prem Krishna, that is okay, but your name is Prince or your name is Arpit. So all these things are not our names. It's a designation. Just like this room was a storeroom earlier. Now it's a classroom. So now, earlier it was a storeroom, so this was written storeroom. It is just a room. And then you're just designating it with a name. So similarly, we have a body. The body is neither Hindu, Muslim, anything. It's a designation which has been given. Designation, samajh rahe na? It's just a name which has been given. Yes. Not a station, it's just a name has been given. Yes. We have also discussed in this world, there is nothing except names and forms. We are seeing the forms and we are naming them. Otherwise, very difficult, isn't it? If we are not called beta or son again and again, we will not feel any affection for our mother. And we keep on saying our mother, ma, ma, ma. Then we also become attached in that way. There is names and there are forms. And there is nothing else. It's quite shocking. Application is that we are in illusion by these things. Names and forms. They are all product of modes of material nature. All the forms. But we are designating them with different names. And thinking they are different things. The chair is there. Everything there. The variety is there. But ultimately everything is made by the modes of material nature only. Krishna. Krishna's name is actually Krishna. Our eternal name in the spiritual world is our real name. That is not a designation. Krishna's name is not a designation. Krishna is Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. Does it make sense? Such designations are non-Sanatan Dharma. Why I'm saying designation? Because you are Hindu, you are Muslim like this. And then this is the cause of fighting. A Hindu may change his faith to become Muslim, or a Muslim may change his faith to become a Hindu, or a Christian may change his faith and so on. But in all circumstances, the change of religious faith does not affect the eternal occupation of rendering service to others. That means Sanatana Dharma of rendering service to others will continue. So it is irrespective of time, place and circumstances. The Hindu, Muslim or Christian in all circumstances is servant of someone. Thus, to profess a particular type of faith is not to profess one's Sanatana Dharma. The rendering of service is Sanatan Dharma. So we shall stop here. Then I should continue. The rendering of service is Sanatan Dharma. So then, okay, the living entity's eternal situation is Sanatan Dharma. Then we must always say, we should also ponder over who is the eternal master of the living entity. So since you have raised the question, we'll continue our reading. Factually, we are related to the Supreme Lord in service. Now you understand? Who is the Sanatan master of the living entity? Krishna. Yes. The Supreme Lord is a supreme enjoyer and we living entities are his servitors. We are created for his enjoyment and if we participate in that eternal enjoyment with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we become happy. This is very important. It's very important. Even when we are rendering service to Krishna, if we have an attitude that I should become happy by my devotional service, and that is not proper attitude. Krishna should become happy by this service. Yes, tat sukha sukhitvam. Very good. Krishna should become happy. This is the mood of devotional service, not that I become happy. And why it is difficult? Because in this material world, we are programmed to do those things which will make me happy. It's all about me. Even if I am so-called sacrificing my life for nation or for whatever, it is only that because it makes me happy. It's a very subtle point. Many people will not even understand this point. People think I am a great servant of the society, but actually he is happy thinking that I am a great servant of the society. I, me and my only, actually. Either extended or what is it, localized to yourself, self-centered. We cannot become happy otherwise. It is not possible to be happy independently, just as no one part of the body can be happy without cooperating with the stomach. It is not possible for the living entity to be happy without rendering transcendental loving service unto the Supreme Lord. This very important point, that just like the hand takes the rasgulla and puts in the mouth, it does not keep with itself anything. Yes, and the whole thing goes to the stomach only. Then the rasa, or then the nourishment to the hand automatically is received. Apparently, the hand is giving everything to the stomach, but the stomach naturally reciprocates and gives the nourishment, required nourishment, to each and every part of the body. Does it make sense to you? To us. Similarly, if only we can satisfy Krishna, then only we can be satisfied and others can be satisfied. Otherwise, we may serve anybody in society, cutting his relationship with Krishna, then he won't be satisfied and I won't be satisfied. And naturally, he will kick us on our face. Anybody to whom we are providing his sense gratification, he is sure to kick us on our face. Be prepared for that. We can never satisfy anybody with any amount of sense gratification we provide to them. And the fact is, the sons and the daughters are provided all kind of sense gratification nowadays by their parents. And when they grow up, what the sons and daughters say, what you have done for me. And that's a fact. You have not done your main duties, and which is giving them Krishna consciousness. And why we are obliged to the Vaishnavas who have given us Krishna consciousness? Because we actually become satisfied by their instructions in bhakti. Does it make sense to you? Can you see in your life? We are not so much obliged to our parents as much as we are obliged to the devotees. At least I can see for myself. To those devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Who have given us this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness. It's so satisfying. Does it make sense? Yes. Okay, so we shall stop here. What you have learned today, I will just summarize. Sanatan means eternal. Dharma means the eternal quality of that living entity, which, or any object which cannot be taken away from us. The living entity is eternal, and its eternal dharma is to render service. And the eternal master of the living entity is Krishna. And unless the living entity selflessly serves Krishna, he cannot be satisfied. Then why other people ask, what? Yes, Prabhu. Mike.
If you do not service for Lord Krishna, then that services are considered under Sanatana Dharma. The services which are not done for Krishna, then that services are considered under Sanatana Dharma.
Why it will be called Sanatana Dharma? No. That is temporary dharma.
It's temporary dharma.
Rather, it's a cheating dharma. Just like you say, yeah, like Putra Dharma or Pati Dharma. The duties of a husband.
Yes.
So now it's a designative duty. The living entity is not like I'm going to not remain in a man's body all my life, or at least not all life, but I would say
all the time,
in all my births in this world. So while I'm in this human form of life, and while I'm in the man's body, the shastras will say, you are a man, you should behave like this. While a living entity is in the form of a woman, the Shastra will say, you are a woman, you behave like this. And there is a purpose to it, because immediately if you tell them your soul, then they will become confused, what should I do? But as a soul, what is described by Bhagavatam is bhakti to Krishna. By hearing about Krishna, by glorifying Krishna, by remembering Krishna, and by worshipping Krishna. These are the four activities of Bhagavat Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, which has to be done by the living entity. And then by this, Krishna becomes satisfied. Now, it may be done within the framework of this man, dharma, stri, dharma, and whatever. I cannot behave like atma as such, that independently. I have to behave within this body, but engage in these four activities of hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, and remembering him, and worshipping him. Does it make sense? This is the essence of Bhagavad Dharma, or duties which have to be done towards Krishna. And it should be done selflessly. And even if a person cannot do so selflessly, even if he does with material motivations, if he continues to do and associate with devotees, slowly, slowly his material desires will get vanquished. But the best is to, with little bit discrimination, understand that I am a servant of Krishna eternally. So while I am executing devotional services, I must not desire material rewards from Krishna. Because that is my natural situation. Just like the hand gives everything to the stomach without desiring anything, the stomach automatically gives whatever nourishment is needed for the hand. In that way we become happy. I know one devotee who will only message me when he needs something. Prabhuji, I want, you are so merciful, I want honey and this and that. And Prabhuji, you are so merciful, you are giving this and that. How do I feel? What do you think? I mean, Krishna is okay. Krishna is very udar. Udar, how do I say? Magnanimous. Even if you come for material things, Krishna is okay. But think about it, isn't it? Every time you have need only, then you are approaching Krishna. But a devotee approaches Krishna with eagerness to render service. Okay? Yes, bro. Speak in the mic. So the idea is the devotee wants to give to Krishna, not simply take. That is the point.
Is Sanatan Dharma and Bhagavad Dharma same?
Same.
Okay.
Bhagavad Dharma means the duties which the living entities has to do in relationship with God. And Sanatan Dharma means same. Executing Dharma, which is the eternal association of the living entity, which is service to Krishna. Okay, thank you all very much. We shall stop here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.